So what is the story?
You're
what
back, are we... you're back. We missed you. We actually did.
I know you did. I mean, did you?
We did.
Come on, in all anyways. What have you got for me?
I got very excited when you started playing that piece of music.
Yeah.
We were upstairs going, is he going to play that?
Because it came out, yeah.
Because it sent shivers down my spine, right?
Same here. That's why I stopped it.
Because you know how jazzy my hands are. I said jazzy. Yes. From when I was a kid, I was in Joseph. I was one of those annoying kids that does the ah-ahs. But it's on in the Bord Gáis Theatre at the moment, and I went to see it last week. Yeah.
Funny, I haven't been yet.
It just brought me right back. 92, Point Theatre. Philip Schofield was our Joseph. Yeah, and he was absolutely just spellbinding. Because I think I was 9 at the time. I was in this theatre group, and we had to go through loads of auditions. And sure, it was on for nearly about 12 weeks in the Point, or so it seemed. And so a few groups were chosen, like kind of choirs, and we were part of it. And it was the most exciting time of my life. That's really sad to say, isn't it?
You weren't a group. No, you were only 9.
No, I was only 9.
But you got your first taste of showbiz.
Well, when you say first taste, what we used to do when Philip was singing this song, Energy Will Do, all the kids were gathered around him on the stage. Huh? And what we used to do was collect his spit from when he sang. Because he was...
Stop.
No, we did. We'd have our hands out and we'd be all excited. Like after the song, we'd put...
There's a kind of whole inquiry waiting to happen here.
No, that was a thing. What? And I'd say all the kids that have been in Joseph, because there are thousands of them, all across from Broadway, West End.
I'm not enjoying the story at all.
Why? It's not dirty.
You told me a bunch of kids going out collecting Philip Schofield.
We used to collect the baubles off the coat. We used to collect sequins from all the dancers' costumes. It was a huge thing. I've still got them at home. I've got many collections of odd things at home, but that's one of them.
Hang on a second.
Philip Schofield spit. There you go. I could put it on eBay.
So you were one of those.
I was one of those.
Oh, you did this bit.
Butter wouldn't melt as if.
Steady.
Stop! Why are you?
No, because
you're turning everything into an innuendo. I was 9.
You were the one who brought it all up.
I was 9. Oh god, I brought my mum and my sister to the musical last week just to kind of reminisce, and you know, because they lived it. They lived through it as I did. My sister hated it so much because we had to cancel our summer holiday when I got into it. We were going to Portugal, and mum and dad were like, "Ah, no, we'll just forget about it and let Grace do her thing." So she's hated me ever since.
You brat! Play it, you Wally, and Mary Russell and Ballyhawn. I was about to blast out the song. I was just building myself up for the opening line.
Oh, and then you went and ruined it.
I think it would have ruined everyone else's morning if I played that song.
We've got a lot more songs to play because we've got some clips of some cracking tunes. Because I was at, again, as I say, how jazzy my hands are. I was at Rock of Ages.
Sorry,
last
just
week.
To go back one step.
Yeah.
The Joseph and his amazing technicolored raincoat is a
dream coat
is, because I was talking to a man who saw it.
Yes.
And who said it was the most boring night out
it's
of
not
his
boring.
Life and said it was just torture.
There's no way you can say it's boring.
Said
you
it was torture.
It's cheesy. It's absolutely cheesy. It's very camp, but sure, a lot of musicals are. It's a feel
camp
good
musical.
Musical. It's a feel-good musical.
Camp musical. I can't believe it.
Imagine that. Yeah. So the person who went to see it clearly isn't a musical fan.
No, he is.
Or have any crack in
him.
He
has jazz hands.
He mustn't have any crack in him.
He has crack in him.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, well, he has crack in him and he has.
He'd make a great Joseph if only he could sing. It's the only thing he can't do.
Is it?
Yeah.
He can do everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that...
He's a killjoy if you didn't enjoy Joseph.
Really?
Yeah. It's on until the 23rd of August. If you can get to see it, Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, do.
Good.
It's great fun.
You can actually buy the theatre as well, can't you, at the moment?
I think it's up for grabs, yeah.
Yeah, so you can actually get a show and the theatre. There's a theatre for everyone in the audience.
I'd love to buy it
and
perform every night.
I went to see Johnny Logan every night in the Olympia, says Ange, when he was in Joseph. I knew every line of that
every
music.
Night.
I know every line. So I liked Jesus Christ Superstar. I think that's an amazing piece of music. And I
it
think,
is. I've only seen it once and I loved it. Tim Minchin was in the one that
Tim
I went
Minchin.
To see.
Oh, that one, that was
super.
Recent,
yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed
see, the
that.
Biblical stories are good for the old jazz hands.
Can't beat a bit of Jesus and a bass and a good bass line. Now, what about...
Speaking of good bass line,
are we doing this now?
Rock, yeah, are we not?
Oh, are we doing Rock of Ages now? We'll take a break and do it.
Okay.
Okay, come back.
You'll love these clips.
Now, just apropos of nothing, the sparkling water, yes or no?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I hate it too.
If you think you're going to just be drinking normal water and you get a mouthful of it, it's like, you know, if you've got the vodka bottle at the festival, you know, vodka in your water bottle, and you take a mouthful, you go, oh God, no. That's how I feel about sparkling.
Yeah.
But it's really good for a hangover.
You know, it's in the hotel room and it's sitting there and it's warm.
Oh.
And you've finished off the still water because you had a night. And then all that's left is the sparkling. It's like,
You miss the lemon and lime. Just make it Sprite. Seven Up.
Yeah, yeah. Go, just, probably, it's
go
probably
all or nothing.
The same amount of sugar. It says it on Google. I've often heard that sparkling was full of salt. Can't be true. Does anyone actually know?
Oh, I don't know.
Do we have somebody who knows about this stuff?
Surely.
51552. Well, okay. So, what have you got for me?
Well, we were playing. Was a starship we built this city. Yeah. Well, look, there's a musical that's coming. More musicals. This isn't my forte, in fairness. But anyway.
Sure?
Yeah. But it's called Rock of Ages. You've probably seen the film with Tom Cruise.
No, of course, I haven't seen the film. Is it a musical in London or in Broadway?
Yeah, it's a West End Broadway musical.
Okay,
yeah, so it's coming to us in September.
Is it?
But I was lucky enough to go see it last week.
Where?
In Brighton.
What was that
You'd
like?
Love Brighton.
Would I?
Yeah,
why?
Anyone with the Vespa loves
oh,
Brighton.
Oh, it's a very modish mod.
Yeah, total. Seaside
town. Quadrophenia.
Yeah, you'd really like it.
Really?
It's really cool.
Okay.
Yeah, very bohemian.
Oh, right. I like the sound of it.
You would like it.
Good.
And so we went to see Rock of Ages. And do you know who's in this? Actually, the main character is Noel Sullivan. Does that name ring a bell?
Not for 1 minute.
Do you remember the band Hearsay?
Well,
they were the very first reality TV pop band that were on Popstars.
What was their song?
Mylene Klass was in it.
Were they not Liberty
Kim
X?
Kim Marsh. No, before that, their song was Pure and Simple.
Oh, yeah, I do.
One song. It's all they got.
And he was the Irish interest,
No, he was Welsh.
With a name like
he
that?
He had really big eyebrows. Do you remember him? Anyway, his name's Noel Sullivan. He plays the lead role in Rock of Ages. And he's really good. He's a great singer. And the tunes are amazing. It's 80s hair rock. So it's basically like Grease, but in the 80s. So if you can imagine that, just play us a few tunes there.
Okay, so this is, I kind of like
this. You're
going
to love this. I want to know what love is. Fartner.
I want you to show me. And does he sing all these?
So they're singing all these songs throughout the musical, yeah. And you're going to know loads of them.
Who goes to this?
Because there's music fans. People who love Bon Jovi. People who love Journey.
Okay. Oh, yeah, well, of course.
Don't Stop Believing is a huge hit.
And do they make that...
That's the finale.
Oh, it's...
So they basically take the story of Don't Stop Believing. So it's Sherry, who's the leading girl, is just a small town girl. And then Drew was born and raised in South Detroit. So they take the story along like that. It's a love story. It's like a jukebox musical. It's great fun. And, you know, a couple of beers beforehand. There were guys beside us in the row, and they had blow-up guitars. And they were going for it.
Oh, thank God it's a guitar.
They had a great
time. And they went
for it. So it's good for stags and hens, let's say.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now we know the audience. And then a bit of
There's a character who's the narrator who's the image of Jim Sheridan, the other one. If Jim Sheridan had a mullet, even the way he goes on, so I'd make you go see it just to see him. He's brilliant. So it's big tunes, big hair, big egos. And Ben Richards plays a character that's just like Zoolander, but he's a rock star. So he's got all the moves, he's got really cool costumes. He was in Footballer's Wives, that actor, actually. But he plays Stacey Jacks in it. He's a rock god, which is the one that Tom Cruise played in the film. But it's fun.
And in the... hang on. Whoa.
Oh, blast from the past. Jack Murphy's cringing out there. See, we never get to play these songs.
They had a lot of hair, didn't they?
Yeah, and also one song. Extreme.
One song.
Yeah. It's a good one, though. So they're telling the story through all these songs. So, it's smart. It's simple, but, it works. It does
You're
work.
Simple, but you work.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Don't want to be too smart. Oh, and there's loads of boobs and bums on it.
Oh.
Like, loads.
Like why?
Kind of, they've got brothel scenes. So, it is quite... you wouldn't want to be a prude going to see it.
And is that just to keep the lads happy while the girls are dancing?
Of course it is.
Okay.
Well, you see, that whole era was kind of about that. Like, all the 80s clothes was just basically running around your brown knickers and a bit of leather jacket over you.
So, Texas...
So you would like it that way.
Yeah, yeah, I know, appreciate that. Whoa. So is this an ironic musical? Is that the idea? We're all kind of going, we know this is an appalling song.
Hipsters could go ironically, I suppose.
Of course, they'd love it. They'd suffer through it and say it's funny.
But also the people who lived through the musical would love us. And I think people any age, I didn't really live through this. I was too young. But I know all the songs.
I know all these songs.
Of course you do.
I lived through these.
They're osmosed through you, so... But at the very start, the narrator kind of gets all the crowd going, and gets them into the mood of singing along and stand up. What a guitar solo. But anyway, the narrator says, now, everybody, turn to the person beside you. No, not the person that you're with. Turn to the person beside you and say hello, because you'll be snugging by the end of it, right? So there was this elf fella beside me, and I was nudging him going, hey, and his missus gave me the filthiest looks. Filthy looks. They didn't come back after the interval.
That's because, you're a threat to their marriage.
Not any bit of a laugh.
Oh, good song.
Yeah.
I like this one.
That's really good.
What was that? It was in a movie recently.
White Snake. White Snake feature actually quite heavily in this.
White Snake. I only got that now.
Why?
What? Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Rock of Ages. If you're into your hair rock, your 80s tunes, and a bit of singing along, and a bit of crack, go to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. It's running from the 15th of September till the 20th of September.
So it's a 5-day run. Hang on, sorry. There's so many of them. Are these all in it?
This is great. I hadn't heard this in years. It's Poison, isn't it?
It is Poison.
It's Poison. No? Yeah. There you go.
That's just the name of the act. You like that?
They were mad for the choruses, weren't they?
But why wouldn't they be? Because, you know, and none of these songs...
You don't get a good chorus these days.
When I was young.
It's all featuring.
These guys could do it on their own.
I know exactly what stage I'm on.
You're so predictable. I'm so predictable. And that's why you love me. Okay.
Slade sneaked in there. That was a 70s hit.
I was going to say.
That's a bit cheeky.
That's a bit...
Remember him. Noddy, isn't that his name? Tony Holder.
I undermine that.
Light in the air.
I don't know this one.
You do know it.
Oreo Speedwagon.
How do you not know that one?
Pass me by. I know every other one, but
that's
not this
one. That's a cheesy
one. Maybe that's one. That's a cheesy one. Just played 15 cheesy ones.
Played the Bon Jovi one.
I did.
Did you? Okay.
Did I? Wanted Dead or Alive? I think so, yeah. Did I not just play that?
Oh, it's awesome. You'd forgive yourself for liking that one, wouldn't you?
Do you think there are people all around the place who are quietly taking out their iPhones and downloading half of these songs going, I really want to hear that properly.
Yeah.
Properly. Is Crossroads a movie?
Crossroads is the album. Bon Jovi's Crossroads.
Yes. I thought there was a guitar movie called Crossroads.
Yeah, there is a Crossroads. Oh, was Britney Spears in that one? Kate's saying yes.
And was the guy from Karate Kid in it? Why do I
don't know.
Sells a soul to the devil, sort of. Karate, Ralph Macchio or some. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Anyway. We're trying to join the dots.
I'll go get the buckets and the ice.
Really? I saw Rock of Ages in New York. Dee Snider, Twisted Sister, played the lead. Great show.
Snider.
And a great Mickey take on the hair rock, says John.
It is. It's tongue in cheek.
Music fans, do not go to 80 Nights. Sorry, that's music fans do not go to 80 Nights. There's no punctuation there.
I know.
Music fans
music
do not
fans
go.
Music fans can like
there's
anything.
A snob there
yeah,
now.
I don't mind.
I like
my cool stuff as much as my crap stuff. You're allowed to.
I think you're kind of heavy on the latter. OMG, Ryan, I was at the Point Depot at Joseph and damn, Philip Schofield was amazing. Mm-hmm. Would love to see this one. Shall put it on my bucket list. Don't stop talking about buckets, Barbara. Enough of that. Already today.
Okay. Your nerves are gone. Am I a little bit gone?
Do you think I'm
You've
a little bit out of sorts
left.
Today? Do you?
No, I think the bucket might have put you off a little
bit.
I think
the bucket has my nerves gone.
Just do it. Do it.
Thanks, G2. Prepare.
You won't be thanking me later.
No, I know.
No, you won't.
Have you been on to Bridgette?
I have.
In the water tomorrow. What did you say to her?
I said, Ryan's going to get soaked with water and ice. And she knew exactly what we were talking about, actually, because she heard it. And she was very excited to give you a loan of a shirt.
A loan of a shirt. Okay.
And a vest.
And a vest? And a what?
You'd be the type to wear a vest.
I've never worn a vest in my life. I've never worn t-shirts. Well, maybe nighttime, but not daytime.
Okay, that's good to hear. That's a relief.
She's a vest.
Yeah.
What's that? What was that?
Was that Paloma?
No, it's Ella Eyre.
Oh, Ella.
That wasn't the plan. I'm out of
paper. You should have gone with the first one.